So this is today, the first Sunday in Lent. And as Archdeacon Rhonda said last week, Lent is the season of preparation in our journey with Christ towards the cross and then his resurrection. During this time of 40 days, traditionally Christians are called to engage in prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. We begin this time of preparation on Ash Wednesday and will conclude in the evening of Maundy Thursday when we remember Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples before he is arrested, tried, and taken to the cross on Good Friday. Given everything that happens during Holy Week, Palm Sunday through to Good Friday, I like to see Lent as a period of deep reflection, assessing my call and looking at where I see myself on my journey in living out my commitment to Christ. This is a time where I ask questions such as, how healthy is my relationship with God? What have I neglected? Where do I find support and feel more secure in my connection with God? Today also is the second to last Sunday for this year's Black History Month. Today I have been invited to share my thoughts and experiences as a Black woman living in Canada. I'll be frank, I struggled these weeks deciding how and what to focus on and how to share my story as a Black woman living in Canada. Some of the reasons why are because of I had to look at what aspects of my experience to focus on. In asking the question, what is it like, or what is my experience as a Black woman living in Canada, it meant that I had to see myself as different, a minority, and recognize that I am sometimes set apart from others and seen not as a full part of Canadian society. I'm not sure many of you might be from the generation of Sesame Street. And I don't know if you remember that matching game from Sesame Street where you had a bunch of objects and they were on a grid. And the question was asked, which one of these things doesn't look like the other or belong with the others? A fun game to play as a child, recognizing the objects and seeing them in relation to each other. A fun game until the day when I stumbled in choosing like faces that made up a family. The faces were of different people and different colors. When I looked at the grid, I saw and I said, everyone together, I saw them as human beings, all part of one community. And that's when I learned that was the wrong answer. It was looking at relationships in terms of mother, daughter, father, son, that type of thing. Another childhood memory was after my family moved to Montreal, coming to the end of my father finishing a theology degree at McGill University. My parents began looking for our first apartment off the McGill campus. We visited one apartment where we met a mother and her young daughter. The little girl was probably about my age, 7, and when she saw us, she said, "Mommy, why is their skin dirty?" The mother immediately shushed her daughter, but not quickly enough before the daughter then said again, "Their skin is dirty." A very awkward moment. Interestingly enough, there is no apology given. Instead, my mother gently thanked the woman for her time, and we left to view more apartments. How do we teach our children about diversity? Whose responsibility is it to teach our children about diversity? How do we teach our children to be compassionate and caring? There are many other awkward moments growing up where, as children, we were judged, put down, and told we were different and didn't belong. These moments were hurtful and very confusing. My parents both buffered as much of the discrimination they could, which my brother and I experienced, and provided space where we could talk about these things, share our hurts, and be comforted. From a young age, the messages we received from my parents were that we were valuable and equal to others, to push yourself to accomplish your dreams and never give up. Yes, it was quite a blessing to have the support of my parents. As a Canadian Black woman, I acknowledge my privileges, the privileges that I have. This is not true of many Black women around the world and even in our country. The privileges I have, such as opportunities for higher education, employment, and a comfortable place to call home. However, the road has not always been easy. There are many times when I too struggle to feel a true place of belonging in community, both in the Black community as well as my own faith community. In my preparation for today, I spoke and listened to other Black women and men wanting to hear more about their experiences of being Black in Canadian society. What seems to be the common experience is finding a true place of belonging where you feel fully accepted, valued, and loved, where you can be your authentic self without judgment. From the gospel reading we heard today, "And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my son, the beloved, and with you I am well pleased.'" In the gospel, Mark, we become witnesses to a private moment between God and Jesus. As Jesus rises out of the water of baptism, he is told how much he is loved by God. What does it mean to be loved by God? To believe that we are God's beloved. This Ash Wednesday, many also celebrated Valentine's Day. At the residences at Cornerstone, staff and residents decorated with many hearts. Staff arranged Valentine's Day parties with festive dinners and treats. But as I looked at this, I thought, what does it mean for many of our women to hear the words, "I love you"? What does it mean for those on the fringe of society to experience true love? One of our residents, a Black woman, let me know how disappointed she was when she went to the Heart Institute this week for a follow-up appointment. She said tearfully, "There were posters everywhere promoting February, Heart Month, but no mention anywhere about Black History Month." She then told me that Black History Month is one of the only times of the year where she feels fully seen. For her, February is a time of celebration and recognition of the value of Black people play in the world and Canada. She said, "I wish it could be that we Black people were seen and valued every day of the year, but at least in February, we are acknowledged." God says to us, "You are mine, my beloved, with you I am well pleased." In Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, it tells us that God created humankind in God's image. Male and female created them. Then a little further at verse 28, it says, "God blessed them." And 31, "God saw everything that God had made, and indeed it was very good." God's creation is quite diverse. Just like the rainbow that God places in the clouds, reminding us of the covenant God made with every living creature on earth. If then we are all God's image and God loves us, why then is there so much division between us? I believe God continues to be in sorrow because of the conflicts and hurtfulness that we as humans inflict on one another in our inability to see each other as equal and valuable. God's ultimate act of love for us was the sacrifice given in Christ's death to take away our sins and rebuild our relationship with God. As Christians, we are called by God to show and express God's love for all humans. I recognize that the act of showing God's love is sometimes challenging, especially when it means loving someone who has hurt us. However, showing God's love to those who are different from us in color, religion, culture, and/or nationality does not have to be difficult. And experiencing God's love to those who are different from us means showing kindness, being merciful, accepting and welcoming them into our midst. Everyone has a gift to offer our faith community. Showing God's love outside of our faith community means speaking out against the injustices that are present both in our country and the world, advocating for those who do not have a voice, and recognizing the hidden faces of those who do not look like us, recognizing other refugees and displaced persons in Africa, Asia, South America, and on. Can we see them first as human beings and look past the color of their skin? Canada continues to welcome many new immigrants to our country. In the past decades, many of these new peoples arriving every day are people of color. Unlike the first Blacks, who were brought against their will to then the New World from African lands, many Black people migrating to Canada today are coming because of their choice. However, they still deal with many challenges and hardships integrating into our society. Many come with strong Christian faith and look for church groups to find a place of belonging and community. As church, we with others in the Anglican Communion have a responsibility to show God's love to all who enter and reach out to us. One of my new friends who immigrated to Canada about 5 years ago from Nigeria shared with me that if it was not for the church community she found, she would not have been successful in accomplishing her educational goal of achieving her PhD. She said, the support she received from her church family were, and still are, emotional. They were present for her when she was struggling with the burden of life and feeling alone. Spiritual, giving her a place to worship, hear and see and experience God's love. Physical, assisting her in finding a home, work, and welcoming her family when they arrived in Canada. As church, we have so many gifts to share and offer to others. It is through these acts of caring that we show God's love to all who enter our doors. Amen.